Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, social media, YouTube, podcast platforms, everywhere you get your media, they're available. You can check out Carriker Chronicles on YouTube and CarrikerChronicles.com. Just simply type in Carriker Chronicles. All right, Jay, go ahead. I don't know which clip you're going to play first. Doesn't matter. Pick one of the two Brady clips. We'll chat. We'll play the other one. We'll chat some more. I do have some final thoughts on some other Nebraska sports as well. Nebraska softball off to a hot start so far this year. Battled Mississippi State. Battled ranked Texas Tech. Both those teams are ranked. We'll chat about that real quick. Do a Husker sports kind of roundup and some final thoughts on Nebraska basketball. And we'll look at some of Fred Hoiberg's quotes and thoughts from after the game Sunday as well. But for now, go ahead and roll one of those Brady clips.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. But understand this, life is hard. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
When I saw that, I don't have the accolades of Tom Brady, but I was like, yes, 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 yes. Which is why I talked about earlier. You know, admittedly, at the beginning of the year, I didn't think he was doing a great job announcing. He'd never done it before. It's not easy. I thought he did a really good job on Sunday. Much, much better, much, much improved. But that's the approach that he takes. And when I talk about it's hard day in and day out, it is hard day in and day out. You're sore, you're tired, you're beat up. Body parts don't move right. There were times in my NFL career, I couldn't cut my own meat throughout the week. I know this sounds stupid, but it's true. I couldn't cut my wife would have to cut my meat for me. But on Sunday, guess what? I needed to go out there and play. So, admittedly, I'd get a shot in my shoulder. I would pop a couple of Vicodin. I'd get a Toradol shot in the rump because that's where those go. And I'd go play. And that was part of it. You get beat up. You show up the next day. You do treatment. You're gradually, you hope you don't get worse throughout the game because that's 50-50. You come in, you do treatment. Hopefully you get better as the weeks go along. Oh, you can't move your arm. You can't raise your arm. Hey, nobody's giving you any sympathy. I don't want any. But that's part of the gig. It's part of the job. You show up day in and day out, whether you want to, whether you feel like it, whether they just drafted in D.C., they drafted Jarvis Jenkins out of Clemson, second-round defensive end. Oh, nice to meet you, Jarvis. Great guy. We still keep in touch to this day. But they didn't draft him to come in and be a backup in the second round. I knew exactly what that meant. To be clear, as great as he is as a guy, he never started over me, Jake. I want to make that clear. All right. And every year, people get excited about draft picks. You know what NFL vets do? Who you draft and what positions you play in. Okay. Message received or not. One or the other. It is hard when everybody else, not everybody else, but when a lot of your friends, as he said, are doing other things that are more appealing, more fun. It is not easy to do it day in and day out. So football specifically or basketball or sports or whatever it is. Like if you want to be the top of business. You want to be the best actor. Yes, there's all sorts of rumors and innuendos about certain things out there. At the end of the day, it's like Brady said, and I've said it actually to my own kids. I said, you don't have to be special. But your work ethic and what you're willing to do, it does. You need to be willing to do what other people aren't so you can achieve what other people won't. It comes back to no shortcuts, consistency, and being willing to do it day after day after day after day, whether you're excited to do it, whether you're not excited to do it. So I'll tell you right now, when it comes to working out, there are days, if you've ever worked out seriously or for a long time, or you've worked out competitively, or whether you're trying to be healthy or you want to lose weight, there are days you don't feel like doing it. Those are the days that make the difference. I'm going to bring on a buddy of mine, Chuck Carroll, tomorrow. Oh, I forget. He went from 450 to 160. I called him the weight loss champion. We used to have a show called Fourth and Pain in DC. Okay. And so he is the ultimate guy when it comes to weight loss. Now, I've lost 100 pounds in the past. I went from 320 to 220 after I retired. Weight came back up quickly. Now I'm trying to lose it again. I'm finally having some success, but it's not easy. But what I tell people, it's not the days you feel great. No. It's the days you feel like not doing it, or you might feel like crap. Now, if you're sick, like legit sick, let's be real here. Let's be smart. But if you're just tired and you don't feel great and you're sore and you can't walk right because things hurt, those are the days that matter. Not every day has to be a home run, but you need to step in the batter's box and you need to be willing to swing and do whatever it takes. And if that means leaning into a pitch, find your way on first. Maybe the next day you hit the home run, but be willing to step up to the plate and take some swings. And by the way, I'm half talking to myself right now because I'm trying to lose weight right now. And in between commercials or during commercials, in between segments, I'll let Jake know, hey, today was a good day. Hey, maybe today wasn't a good day, but it's about showing up each and every day. I've done this before. I'm kind of mad at myself for letting myself balloon back up over years. But I'm going to do it again. And it's not easy. Whether you're talking about football or whatever you may or may not be talking about, consistency. All right. What's that next clip there, Jake?
My last Super Bowl I was a part of, I was 2 weeks of watching film. Friday night, I was just going through the film. I knew Kansas City's defense better than they knew themselves. I knew their body movements, the way their linebackers moved, the way their safeties moved. Tyrann Mathieu, Nick Sorensen, Charvarius Ward. I knew everything they were doing. I got up there on the field. I looked up from the, as I was walking the line of scrimmage, and said, okay, they're blitzing. And then I was dealing with it right away. I walked up. I said, okay, they're going to bail to cover two. Ball snap, cover two. And I just, it was like, it was, I knew I had the answers to the test. That's where I was great. That's where my magic superpower was. It wasn't how fast I could run. It was how fast I could diagnose what they were doing. What's the special quality? What's the internet speed of me as a quarterback? Fast as I was Starlink before Starlink. You know, now other guys, if it's a slow processing speed, well, he's going to get you. And the reality is I could figure out what they were doing before they did it, because that's how I learned to play the game. And that's how I believe most quarterbacks should play the game. Unfortunately, as we've talked about, most quarterbacks aren't playing the game like that anymore. They're fast when they get out of the pocket, when they have to make decisions. But I didn't snap the ball unless I knew what they were doing and if my guys were going to be open. The one benefit you have as a quarterback, before you snap the ball, you know where everybody on your team is running. If you have five eligibles out in the route, I know where all five are going. If I look at the defense and I say, none of my guys are going to be open based on this coverage, we didn't design the play for this coverage, I don't need to snap the ball. I can run something different. I can check to a run. I can check to a screen. I can signal a receiver and change a route. And then I would just make an, I just change the route to a route that I thought would be open. I'd catch the ball, I'd throw it, and it'd be a 15-yard gain. Everyone would be like, God, it looks so easy. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's easy because you're not paying attention to the right thing.
Right.
What's going on in here is what my superpower was. That was Peyton Manning's superpower. That was Drew Brees' superpower. Those were the guys that I tried to be like. That's what we did a great job of. So that part of the game is what I am really fascinated by. And when I see players play like that, those are the guys that I think have the most upside.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When I heard that, I wasn't surprised. There's no way an individual, if you've seen his combine photos and you watched him run the 40 at the combine, it's not impressive, okay? It is the opposite of impressive, yet he's the GOAT. How does the guy that's that unimpressive at the combine, a 6-round pick, become the GOAT? What he just detailed. And like, I guarantee if it's cover two, he's not throwing a ball to the flat. He's going to throw it deep over the middle, over that middle linebacker's head, splitting the two safeties deep. If it's cover three, he's not throwing it over the middle to that safety that's sitting in the middle of the field or man cover one. He's hitting the flats. Maybe cover three, you run four vert, you can outnumber him. Somebody's going to be open. But I guarantee that's what he's talking about. Cover two, cover three, man, what are they in? How do I know they're bluffing? Body. He talked about body language, not where they were lined up. Body language. I'll tell you right now. I know my wife's body language. I know if I'm in trouble or not when I walk in the door. But that took about, what, 18 years? God, I hope I got that right. We got Valentine's Day coming up, Jake. I better know how long we've been together. I'm pretty sure it's 18. We've been together total of 21, married 18. But he knew their body language. Guess what? We have bluff calls, and we have calls where we get out of defenses, and we have calls where we're going to show blitz and not go, and then we're going to stand there like we're not blitzing, do a delayed blitz, and then we're going to line up and blitz, and we're going to go. Not me. My hand was in the dirt, but I'm talking about the second-level guys, third-level guys. He knew off their body language. He had 2 weeks to prepare for that Super Bowl. I've heard stories about from Tom Brady himself where he talked about he would fall asleep on the way to games. He was so relaxed. He had prepared so much. He admittedly said the first Super Bowl he ever played in, he didn't realize how big a deal it was. And he fell asleep in the locker room before the game. And then he admitted there was actually way more pressure his last Super Bowl at Tampa. Because remember, that was kind of like what's, I don't want to say separated him from Bill, but back then it was like, was it Bill? Was it Tom? Well, it was clearly more Tom than Bill. If you look at what happened since, Bill's a great coach. Let's be real about that. What's he got? 8 Super Bowl rings, if you factor in his 2 as a defensive coordinator with the Giants, and then 6 as the head coach of the Patriots. By the way, Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, has 4 Super Bowls, okay, as a D coordinator, the most of any D coordinator in history. My former head coach for a brief stint with the Rams. But he knew their body language. But he talked about that last Super Bowl. He actually didn't sleep very well that night because there was so much pressure, and he was aware of it going into that Super Bowl versus the Chiefs, which they ultimately won. And here we are. How long ago was that Super Bowl? 3-4 years? And he's like listing every defensive player from that game. Here we are, 3-4 years ago. Some guys are still in the league, some aren't. Another guy I want to mention, London Fletcher, a guy I played with. And I brought him up before. Okay, played 16 seasons in the NFL, a Super Bowl champion. Played for the Rams, the Bills, the Redskins. His locker was right next to mine and Roberts, RG3's, all right, in D.C. This is a guy. So Fletcher never missed a game due to injury in his career. He's a linebacker, middle linebacker, okay? Being one of only 5 players in NFL history to play in over 250 consecutive games, he actually holds the record for most games played by a non-kicker or holder, okay? Also holds the record for most consecutive starts at linebacker. 215 consecutive games started. All right. He's in the Washington Redskins Ring of Fame, et cetera, et cetera. In practice, our D coordinator, Jim Haslett, literally had to tell Fletcher to be quiet because we would line up. They're practicing the other team's looks, their reps, their motions, their plays, what they're going to do. He'd call it out. Power right, play action, boot left. Like, he would literally just call it out. This might shock you, but not everybody knew exactly what was happening before. Fletch was a bit of an anomaly. And so some of us, especially us with the hands in the dirt, weren't getting better because all of a sudden we knew what was coming. Just because Fletch knew didn't mean everyone else knew. But it allowed him to play. He's 5'10". My 15-year-old son is 6'2". Like, he's 5'10", and he did that. 242 pounds is what he's listed at. The dude played for 16 years, never missed a start at that size. Now, I remember his last year in D.C. before he retired. Like, almost never practiced. Hurt his ankle pretty bad in camp. Basically, the whole year, walked around in a walking boot. Would do the walkthroughs, would do film the last year. But then when practice rolled around, he wouldn't actually practice. Now, by that time, he was London Fletcher. He had all these accomplishments. Nobody batted an eye. Oh, by the way, he went out on Sundays, led the team in tackles, and was a Pro Bowler. Because at that point, it was about his mental edge that he had in the game and his abilities to study and know what was going to happen beforehand and the time and the effort and the work and not taking shortcuts and showing up day in and day out consistently. So when you think about guys like London Fletcher and Tom Brady, the message is consistent. There are things that I'll say on this show that I'll say that have worked for me and my perspective. There are things that I'll say based on things that I failed at and I've learned from. I hope so. And then there are things that I'll say that I've learned from other people that worked for them. And sometimes I'll share things that didn't work for other people. So it's kind of an all-encompassing perspective because I'm constantly looking around. What can I learn from? What can I do better? What can I use? How can I have a better show? What can I do? What can I do that is unique and different? And how can I improve? There are things that I was proud of as a player. There are things I look back on, like, God, what was I doing? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I learn that? So it's something I'm constantly trying to improve on. When I hear guys like Tom, I knew this from Fletch from years ago. When I hear guys like Tom Brady say that, I try to apply that to what I'm doing now. So I don't know. Does that kind of make sense, Jake? Is that just an unnecessary lengthy rant? Or what are your thoughts there, my man?
No, I think that does make sense. It's always, you know, it is incredible just to watch, you know, the journeys that a lot of these people go through and the battles that you have to go, you know, you have to do to get there. And sometimes it's not always, like in Tom Brady's case, the most athletic, or in Fletch's case, you know, not the biggest size guy, but to overcome that and become one of the best, despite that others, you know, that your contemporaries might be better suited to do, but you've got it done.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what do you want to talk about when we come back? We could talk Nebraska basketball. I kind of mentioned the Husker Sports Roundup. We got a funny clip of a guy who committed to a school who didn't even recruit him in 2008. What do you want to do when we come back, Jay?
I like that one. That was pretty good.
We'll start. Okay. Yeah. So I ran across this clip. We'll play it when we come back. A guy basically committed, held a press conference in his high school, and committed to a school that hadn't even offered him. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.